You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedis. Latinas sin vergüenza.
Saludos and welcome to our very first episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I am your host, Maria Isa, along with my co-host,
Ariana Hennings.
And we are two Minnesotanas, Latinas, orgullosas, with tons of pride of where we are now, where our people have came from, and where we are continuing to build, creating a dialogue focused on Latinas' opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment, and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, y más. More, more, more. So, Ariana Hennings, this is great. We're here. We're live. We're making it happen.
We are, and I'm super excited about it.
So, let's go into our first topic of discussion for the first episode today, which is
you talking to us about Pride. That's
yes.
That's what it is.
Pride weekend. Salute to the Supreme Court for making marriage equal for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it just happened, we received the news nationally on Friday, mm-hmm. at around, I want to say, before noon, a little bit
yep.
before lunchtime,
before
right? Mm-hmm. And it was great because it kicked off Pride weekend here in Minneapolis. So a lot of the intense momentum and just great vibes were spread throughout the weekend. I performed Saturday and Sunday at the Power to the People stage, and just you could feel the love just within everybody who's participating in the events, people were attending, and you know, making note of also the community, the gay community here in Minnesota, and so much great passion. You had Andrea Jenkins around, and she was the grand marshal of Pride this year, and she definitely showed love during Muja Masai, where I was performing Sunday, showcasing her love for Black, queer Black Lives Matter, and all lives in general. So shout out to Andrea Jenkins and Quimbia Gomez and Rox and AK Cafe Southside, all those
Southside.
Troopers. Yeah, shout out to Southside in the house, and shout out to the North Side and the West Side, East Side of St. Paul as well. All love, all love. But Pride was prideful.
Yeah, I think one thing to add about that, I was really happy to see just how many folks were both celebrating the fact that the Supreme Court, you know, passed that legalized same-sex marriage, but also keeping front and center the fact that that doesn't mean that the struggle's over, and that we have a lot of, you know, our queer folks, trans folks, that need to make sure that they're also at the front of this movement and that their needs are also being met, and that we keep that racial justice lens on point. So I love that we had kind of love coming, and also that critical perspective of, and there's a lot more to do.
Yes, we have to grow together as a community in order to make these changes happen. So shout out to everybody who loves everybody.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to something that I want to share. So I was at the Allied Media Conference in Detroit, and I had the honor of, I'm only going to be highlighting one of the performers. That doesn't mean everybody else who performed was amazing. So just to be clear, love to everyone who performed. But it was the first time that I got to see Las Cafeteras live.
Yes.
And so Las Cafeteras are a band from East LA, and they play a whole mesh of music from like folk, cumbia, rock, alternative, you name it. They're like a mesh of music, and they were amazing, singing in Spanglish.
Oh,
They were talking about the movie, acknowledging our like diversity and Latinidad. They were absolutely amazing. So I just want to make sure to give them a lot of love. And
you saw them in Detroit, right? This all happened in Detroit.
All of this happened in Detroit. They performed at the Allied Media Conference.
Oh, wow.
Which is a social justice like focus conference in and of itself. It was amazing.
I know they're on tour right now. They're heading to Canada and they're actually in New York City this week. So if you're tuning in from New York, go check out Las Cafeteras. See them playing in Brooklyn. Really, let's tune into Las Cafeteras right now here on Latina Theory.
Y arriba iré, yo no creo en fronteras.
the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedis. Latinas sin vergüenzas.
And that was a little bit of Las Cafeteras here on the Latina Theory. My name is Maria Isa. I'm here with Ariana Hennis, Latinas Sin Vergüenzas. Carrying on into the episode, Ariana, take us into our next segment.
So I want to talk about the hashtag that has been trending and caught national attention, which is hashtag Hispanic Girls United, and then which then evolved to hashtag Latina Girls United.
Yeah.
And so I just want to, I want us to kind of highlight the history behind the tension of Latinos, Hispanics labeling themselves either as Hispanic or Latino, many other identities, but we're going to focus on these two. And maybe why that tension kind of erupted on our social media, but also the power that these Latina ladies and these Latina women are putting on social media, highlighting how tired they are. I'll highlight I am of being defined by stereotypes.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to give some examples of folks saying, you know, hashtag Hispanic Girls United, having the media talk about you like you're a bad thing in this country. I saw something else like hashtag Hispanic Girls United when you're sick and tired of people asking you to speak in Mexican.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that's
get
just
that all the time.
Exactly. So kind of the ignorant comments that we have to face every day, being called, you know, being complimented how good our English is or how articulate we are, and the list goes on. But just a little history about the word Hispanic specifically. So that term was created in the 1970s under the Nixon administration. Prior to that, Latinos, Hispanics were being labeled as white in the census. Mm-hmm. And after a lot of advocacy from, you know, National Council of La Raza and activists, they were like, we need to be identified because we need to be able to figure out how our community is actually doing in this country.
Yes.
That's where the term Hispanic came about. But how that was created is a little questionable.
That's the ADM, ay Dios mío.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, hashtag ADM.
Yep.
Being Boricua and recognizing like the three bloods of our stripes, those three red stripes of, you know, obviously the European, the indigenous, and the African, I always had my boundaries with that word Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Latino captures Latin America because Hispanic is like, you're from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
It's Spain.
And you have to speak Spanish.
And you have to speak Spanish. Where are the Brazilians?
Mm-hmm.
Where
are indigenous dialects?
The indigenous dialects. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Where are the Afro-Latinos? Mm-hmm. Where are the Africans being represented? If we don't know our history,
mm-hmm. We run into trouble
and we lose our traditions. We lose our value. And I feel like Hispanic is a word that, you know, it's a tug of war. It obviously describes a group of people in a certain generation.
Exactly.
But I feel like it's upon our generation to describe what we want to call ourselves.
Exactly. And I think even this conversation itself reflects the tension that I wanted to highlight.
Yes.
Right? So that history, how people feel and relate to the term. You know, I personally do not like to be called Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I like to be called Latina Chicana.
Yes.
That's very important to me. My people have deep roots in the Americas. I do not like that to be denied with being called Hispanic.
Right.
And so that's my own personal perspective. I hope folks also do agree with that. Not gonna lie. But anyways.
I'm definitely categorize myself as a Latina, as
mm-hmm.
a Boricua.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we have to remember our tribes, and the Hispanic word just kind of slices our tribe.
One last thing I'll add, it slices our tribe. The benefits of it is that there is demographic data for the community.
Yes.
So I don't want to dismiss the hard work that folks put in for it to happen. I'm just saying it's time, like you said, for our community to decide what term we feel the most comfortable with.
The Latina Theory.
Tú nos dices que debemos sentarnos, pero las ideas solo pueden levantarnos, caminar, recorrer, no rendirse ni retroceder, ver, aprender como esponja absorber. Nadie sobre todos, faltan todos, suman todos para todos, todo para nosotros. Soñamos en grande que se caiga el imperio, lo gritamos alto, no queda más remedio. Esto no es utopía, es alegre rebeldía del baile de los que sobran de la danza tuya y mía. Levantarnos para decir ya basta. África ni América Latina se suba. Un barro con casco, con lápiz a patear el fiasco. Provocar un social terremoto en escuchar.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Tanzania fuera, Yankee de América Latina, franceses, ingleses y holandeses, yo te quiero libre,
Palestina.
Al suelo y del suelo al cielo vamos.
Caballito blanco, vuelve pa' tu pueblo. No te tenemos miedo, tenemos vida y fuego. Fuego en nuestras manos, fuego en nuestros ojos. Tenemos tanta vida y esta fuerza color rojo. La niña María no quiere tu castigo. Se va a liberar con el suelo palestino. Somos africanos, latinoamericanos. Somos este sur y juntamos nuestras manos.
Next on the FTP is, man, I think he's definitely on the highlight of the FTP. Those who have the FTP will listen to the George Lopez sample. F that. Goes out to Donald Trump. Definitely he is insane. I mean, I'm so happy to see that this man who had all these vigorous and just pendejaso comments to make about a community. When I say a community, because he only thought that he was going to offend Mexicans. No, you offend all Latinos. You offend all our people. And I'm happy to see that people are standing up for this. You know, you had the candidate from the Miss Universe candidate of Mexico step down, Venezuela. We've had these endorsements of Donald Trump from Macy's to Univision and NBC backing out on all of their Donald Trump endorsements and the Miss Universe pageant and Miss USA. However, what I did research... is according to Suhi Palomares, who is a writer for Que Mamas, she stated that Jimena Navarrete, who is the Miss Universe of Mexico in 2010, defends Donald Trump or has not stood up against it. So if you haven't stood up against it, then you're not really defending the people who you represented in this Miss Universo concurso. So, I don't know. She might fall into that FTP of the week, too.
That silence.
If somebody's going after my people, anyone else's people, and it's just there's injustice, it should be served with justice. And, girl, your justice for this week is the FTP.
Yes, it is. I want to add, maybe not FTP category, but for folks to keep a note, too, is that our candidates, presidential, regardless of party lines, aside from Ted Cruz, who has... really made sure to publicly state that he defends Donald Trump and that you know, in other words, saying that he admires him because respectability politics are, what do you say, respect, no. What was the correct term? Political correctness is silly. So apparently, expressing hatred is right by Ted Cruz. None of the other presidential candidates have said a word. Nada.
So, hablan, por favor. Speak up.
And let's ask them to speak up, because I'm interested in saying what they have to say.
Well, I know they're all speaking up about why we should be voting for them.
Exactamente, no se callan.
Yeah. Congratulate, you know, Bree for taking the flag down, too. I wanted to make a side note of this.
Hermana Guerrera.
Yeah, Guerrera, free Bree, because I feel like we're talking about the Donald Trumpness, we're talking about, you know, Ted Cruz, talking about how these politicians are not speaking up, but we certainly have brutal guerreras who are speaking up.
And we always have. That's a really good point to highlight.
And let's definitely highlight that. Let's dump Trump. Hashtag dump Trump. Let's all hit the piñatas, go buy them. Let's fill them up. Let's just go to Walgreens and tell them we're not paying for this dish stuff. We're going to put them in the piñata and beat it out too.
Okay. Claro que sí. Claro que sí.
Donald Trump, your company does not support our communities. Obviously, you said it yourself. You don't care about us.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. You don't care about the Mexicanos, bro. You don't care about the Boricuas, then. You're not caring about the Colombianos. We're all for one and one for all. It's about knocking down those walls, because we're not building them, baby. We're not building them.
Nope.
Yep. And bless your great-great-grandchildren, who will probably be Mexican.
You put that out there.
No doubt. He'll be Mexican. He'll be blasting the words of Kendrick Lamar. Salute to the Our Right video. Brother, you killed it. Shout out
Amazing.
To everyone in L.A. who made that happen. And, FTP, Donald Trump.
Latina.
Uno marito muy sabroso, veía por título. Anacaona. Y dice... Anacaona, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anacaona, india, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anacaona, oí tu voz, cómo lloró, cuánto gimió. Anacaona, oí la voz de tu angustiado corazón. Tu libertad nunca llegó. Anda. Anacaona, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anacaona, india, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva. Anda.
Anacaona, arenco de Anacaona.
Theory. Here's some of the tweets. For me, this is showing Latinas wanting to define our own identities, the labels that are put on us, and being very sick and tired of people doing that for us in very disrespectful ways. So actually, Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin put her love out there for the hashtag, saying, you know, hashtag Hispanic Girls United, because there is room for us all to live out our dreams, to be powerful, and to contribute to each other's success. And we got some hashtag Girls United, because being called a Mexican gorilla for having thick body hair is something I'll never forget. Ooh, putting that out there. Hashtag Hispanic Girls United, because I'll never forget shaving my arms in middle school because all the white girls had blonde hair you couldn't see. Right? ¿Te acuerdas de eso? Yo me acuerdo de eso.
Yo, that is so funny. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's hilarious. Or the values of like, oh, no, 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 porque ella todavía no es señorita. Y
no tiene que estar haciendo eso.
No, 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 no. But I remember like the also, thank goodness, my mom was one who was very supportive. Like, man, I understand the values of also
entiendo, of also
allowing, you know, like you had like my cousins coming over that would be like, Titi, you know, mommy's like 11 years, mommy's not letting us shave, you know, because we're only 11. And my mom would be like, don't tell her I let you. Because of like the bullying factor, and it's okay. And you know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, like I said. But yeah, definitely can relate. To those. And what about the Latina Girls United?
I have to look it up real quick. I just want to put something that I thought was really beautiful too.
Yes.
It was hashtag Hispanic Girls United, because Hispanic girls come in different shades. And it was some Afro Latinas taking a picture of their beauty. And I think that was a very powerful post. Yes. And so then I said there was like the tension between should we call it Hispanic or Latina. So then their whole stream of Latina Girls United also developed. And people were trying to give each other history lessons via Twitter about why folks should not identify with Hispanic. It was really interesting.
I'm all down for the Latina Girls United. Mm-hmm. You know, I just am. I recognize that representation fitting me better than Hispanic Girls United. No hat, no diss, nothing. It's just, like you said, everybody, we're opening up that discussion, we're opening up that dialogue as, where do you see yourself? Where do you fit in?
Exactly. I'm pulling it up literally on my phone, and there's just a lot of, I really wish hashtag Hispanic Girls United tag was hashtag Latina Girls United. Hispanic is such a white note word, bro.
You feel me?
And I'm, the whole stream of them are mainly arguments about how it should be Latina versus Hispanic and the reasons why.
Great. Well, we'll be tweeting it too. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
See us on Twitter.
Nunca se vive suficiente, le dijo ella al dependiente. Nunca se vive para siempre, y fue entonces urgente. Que no entiende el reflejo, no conoce al oponente. Falta de ternura, compromiso indigente. Volveremos a vernos en cualquier otro continente. ¿Quién me ayuda si no yo a caer por la pendiente? Cuando no queda de mi brota. Y si ya tengo el agua que me da la lluvia, si conozco lo grande que me da el cielo, si ya tengo lo oscuro que me da la noche, si entiendo lo que pasa cuando arde el fuego, si se abren los caminos cuando hay estrellas, si puedo vivir o lo que cae al suelo, si no me falta la esperanza, gracias a la mañana, yo no necesito poder. ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? Tiempo de ver cómo se levanta la gente, yo no necesito poder. ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? Van a tardar en llegar, no me importa esperar, si me atrevo a cruzar esa línea, no creo que vuelva, pero recuerda, mi fe es intocable y sé cómo salirme de las cuerdas, en mí la luz y las tinieblas, partituras rotas, todas en las corrientes, entre las piernas, pensamientos en la celda, si no nace, en ti siembra.
Y si ya tengo el agua que me da la lluvia, si conozco lo grande que me da el cielo, si ya tengo lo oscuro que me da la noche, si entiendo lo que cuando arde el fuego, si se abren los caminos cuando hay estrellas, si puedo vivir o lo que cae al suelo, si no me falta la esperanza, gracias a la mañana, yo no necesito poder. ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? Tiempo de ver cómo se levanta la gente, yo no necesito poder. ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién? ¿Quién manda aquí? ¿Quién?
Let's connect some chisme de la semana. Apparently,
a ver.
The chisme de la semana.
You see, Maria's leading the CC. She's ready. She's ready to lead.
The chisme de la semana, I would have to go. I mean, there's been so much chisme within what we've been talking about. True. But I think that's just what we do. Mm-hmm. You know, we're
part of the Latina theory.
Definitely.
Okay? Don't dismiss it.
Don't dismiss it. The cafecito, el pancito, el quesito.
Canela.
Yep. And a little bit of chisme goes a long way. And the Hollywood news is Ben Affleck and Jennifer G. Mm-hmm. Not J-Lo, but the second
Did
you Jennifer
see my face?
G.
Okay, yes.
She, I guess they're splitting up. And so there's a lot of
really?
Like, yes, there's been a lot of commentary of J-Lo knew it. That's why she never tied the knot with him. So, you know, all of this, yeah, the chisme del día. Ben, I guess, you know, apparently he's into Latinas. And Gen G looks like he's trying to be more Benjamin, apparently. And,
oh, really?
So salute to them. And it's so, you know, chisme. But, you know, people split up all the time. And you guys are privileged. And you guys have money. And you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Van a estar bien. No se preocupen.
You know, maybe the ancestry files of him saying...
That's what I was thinking about.
Him saying that, let's not mention that my ancestors owned slaves.
Exactly.
in when you're talking about, you know, going back and finding out the research majors, brother man, you don't need, we, it's not hidden. They mm-hmm. did. So don't be ashamed of it. Speak up about it. But on the other note, you could talk about Ben and Jen all you want. Okay.
I got other. Also, let's just make sure fetishizing Latina woman and thinking that that gives you right to our culture, not acceptable.
Not
just to be clear.
Not. The spicy and your so picante.
No.
There's better ways of telling us we're beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
That we are well-minded. Okay. Yes, yes. Yeah. Súbete los panties, okay?
The Latina Theory.
We're gonna burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Point of view. Now most you motherfuckers don't even have a clue. I send them straight to hell. I know exactly what to do. We gonna burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. 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 They hunting us down if you brown or black. They showing you where it's at, you're still falling in the trap. They're tensing in the air, there's no room for any slack. Set the streets on fire, we taking it all back. We gonna burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. 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 Too many of my friends been infected by your evil. Broadcast and televised lies to the people with the God complex, like to them there's no equal. Add it up to here, cause your ways are deceivable.
We're gonna burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon.
My ass off and still don't have shit. It's the same damn story for the cats in my clique. This feeling in my stomach's really making me sick. I'm holding down the match, no more biting my lip. While we
burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon. Burn down, burn down, burn down Babylon.
Latinas sin vergüenzas.
Tell me about some health tips over here.
I'm gonna go over a few. From Brazil, there's a Brazilian tip. Oatmeal, avena, the avena tip to heal a sunburn. So obviously, a lot of people know that oats are great for their skin. Mm-hmm. I tend to get my avena on. But if you look on the nutritional box of it, you probably notice all the different minerals and vitamins mm-hmm. in which our body needs. Brazilians use oats to ease the pain of sunburn and speed healing. So if you got a bad sunburn, tie up some oats in a gauze mm-hmm. and position it and tap it over your skin if you're in the bath, taking a bathtub, or bathe in oatmeal.
That's a good tip to know. I did not know that.
Yeah, they have amazing anti-inflammatory healing power. Colombia, hair, moisturizing your hair and the humidity. Aguacate, avocado is amazing.
That's why we love it.
We love it. I sleep with it. I eat with it.
right there with you. I eat it in so many different kinds of ways.
Everywhere. Aguacate y coco, but it keeps the hair shiny. So get an avocado. A little bit of banana, and you can mix it with coconut oil. Mm. Blend it together, and it creates a paste. And you can basically put it in there for like a half an hour, and then shampoo it out. Costa Rica, they have a remedy with shrinking your pores with orange juice. And this is...
I'm going to try this one out.
This is something that I have not done, and mm-hmm. I'm definitely excited to try it out. So, yeah, just Costa Rica women combine orange juice and water in a 50-50 mixture. Use a cotton ball to swab it onto your face. Wait a few minutes and rinse it off, and your pores will be less obvious. Just make sure you get the... You try to keep it away from your hair, because it'll make your hair sticky.
There you go.
But that's a little bit of some curandera remedies, our curandera session of the week.
Yep, hashtag Dr. Curandera for ya. If you want to share some tips with us,
please do.
Se transformaba en sombras cargadas.
that was Agua Que Cae Del Cielo, El Canto Ayemaya by Viviana Pintado. And she's definitely somebody who has blessed the stages of so many stages internationally, Grammy nominated. She has her school on Chicago Lake.
Did you hear that, everyone?
Yep. Go to Viviana Pintado Music School, right there in the old Robert Shoes building. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to our first podcast here with the Latina Theory. So we want to hear from you. So make sure you hashtag Latina Theory on Twitter. And you can at Maria Isa and at
La Ari Hen.
And we're open to everybody, free-minded. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Exactly. And ultimately, we need to be learning about the deep variety and complexity of Latinidad. And that's why we need to hear from you, because I'm a Chicana and Maria Isa's a Boricua. And we bring our perspectives and we want to hear from all these other Latinas that make up, that are a part of the U.S. and beyond.
All right. Well, we hope you tune in with us for episode 2 coming soon.
Vele, 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 vai. Vele, 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 vai. Vele, 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 vai. Oh, no. Su tiempo tarde. Sin amigos, dejando memoria sin fe.
que suba, dile al conde que suba, suba, suba.